And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. It is great to see a great crowd out there, a beautiful night, a clear sky, or almost clear, and temperatures in the reasonably comfortable level compared to where we were. But it is another night of the concert and the concert series that we have brought to you tonight on KBUR. We will be broadcasting this concert tonight at 9 o'clock, brought to you by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale. They are a supporter of community groups and all of the local businesses for many, many years. And they have been a sponsor of these concerts on KBUR for over a decade. Could I have a round of applause for Standard of Beaverdale? Speaking of long time over many, many years, our concert conductor for the night tonight is beginning his 59th season with the Burlington Municipal Band. He began in 1963 when he was in ninth grade, and he is joining us tonight. He is going to be conducting the concert tonight, and he was the full-time conductor for a number of years. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Mike Locknett and the Burlington Municipal Band.
Isn't it wonderful? We're here, we've all had our shots, and we're able to get out, meet with our family and friends, fuss with our grandkids, and go to the store, and we can come here to the concert. And one might say that things are looking up, which just happens to be the theme of our concert tonight. So to start, looking up. Last winter, if you happen to be down on the riverfront and looking up, you might see some of our national symbol flying overhead looking for fish. And we'll start our concert tonight with SUSE's Invincible Eagle March.
Thank you.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be out looking up at fireworks on 4th of July. The next piece isn't exactly fireworks, but it's kind of to remind us of. I want you to imagine a blacksmith at his forge. And as he's working away at his fiery forge, there's plenty of sparks and fireworks as he hammers away on his work. Here is Johann Strauss's Feuerfest Polka, or Firefest Festival Polka. If you just might happen to find yourself living in the fictitious world of Jules Verne, you might be in London and happen to look up and see Phileas Fogg and his valet Passepartout in their balloon as they pass over, starting on their trek to go around the world in 80 days. So here the band will play this theme from the movie, Around the World in 80 Days. Thank you. Okay, that was Derek Murphy on the trumpet solo during that piece. You did a great job. So, if you'd been looking up on June the 5th or 6th of 2012 and knew what you were looking for, you could have experienced the astronomical event of the transit of Venus, which is where the planet Venus passes between the Sun and the Earth. So probably it would not have been a good idea to be looking at it because you'd have to look right into the Sun, which is dangerous. So, but if you had the proper equipment, a telescope or whatever, you would have seen a tiny little speck as it against the Sun, which was totally different than a couple years ago when the Moon passed by and we had the eclipse, the total eclipse, and sent us into total darkness that day for a few minutes. So, then, and this is an event that happens very rarely. I mean, the next one is going to be in 21-something. So, and then before, it happened in 18, pardon? 24, okay. but before, it happened in 1882. And then Sousa in 1883 wrote a march to commemorate it, Transit of Venus March. And this one, it's a little different than some of his other marches. But it's, we're going to play it here. Also, this is the first time this march has ever been played out at the park, because we did have it, and we played it. We went up to the observatory and played it back then. But this is the first time this march has been heard, and it's been heard by very few people because it was believed to be lost for 100 years. At first, they thought it was lost in a flood, but a college friend of our trumpet player, Mark Eveleth, found it in the Library of Congress. He was, whatever he was doing, looking or digging through the piles of stuff that must be there, and he found this. And he rearranged it and put it out. So here is Sousa's Transit of Venus march. Thank you. you happen to be out in the evening looking up and you see our next piece, you better run for cover. Here is Strauss's Thunder and Lightning Polka.
Thank you.
Okay, if you think about you, that you might be a cowboy in the Old West, and you went into town for Saturday night, and you had just a little too good a time there, and you crawl back, your horse brings knows the way back to the camp, and you arrive there, and you crawl into your sleeping bedroll, feeling just a little bit under the weather, and as you look up, you might have the misfortune to view the ghost riders in the sky. And here's our usually tuba player, Bill Reif, to tell you all about that experience. Here's Bill Reif, and this is Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-blowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay! Still on fire, and their hoofs was made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay! Gone, their eyes were blurred and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-yi-yay! Cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yay!
Oh,
Well, thanks, Bill. You kind of, like, really conveyed that to us, huh? Well, if you happen to be in Rockaway Beach, Long Island on May 8th of 1919, and you were looking up, you just might have seen Commander A.C. Reed and four other crewmen as they flew overhead in a Curtiss flying boat, which was designated NC-4, and they were leaving on the first transatlantic flight ever. And this was, you know, 8 years before Lindbergh, because he was the first one to fly solo across the Atlantic. But they were leaving on the first one. They did make stops along the way. They cheated a little bit. They stopped they stopped at the Azores. It's slipping my mind here a minute, but. And so they stopped along the way, and it took them, and they would stop and rest, too. So, but they were the first ones to fly across the Atlantic in 1919. And the plane was designated NC-4, meaning it was from the Navy, and Curtiss, and then the number 4. And it was written by F.E. Bigelow the next March, and he wrote the March to Celebrate that NC-4, and he was a cornet-playing pharmacist out in the East. But that's there's something good to be said about playing the cornet, huh? So here is NC-4 March by F.E. Bigelow. Thank you. Well, from the sound of that, Mr. Bigelow must have had it in for the clarinets or flute players from the parts that he gave them to play, which was quite difficult. But everybody did a good job of it here. Well, you might be out on an evening looking up at the sky, starlit sky, and all of a sudden you have some irritation in your eye, and those darn gnats are out again tonight. And so you went, and you find out it's not gnats at all. It's just a little stardust. I'm trying.
Thank you.
Okay, that piece featured Jim Preeb on the trombone solo at the beginning. And Jeremy Henman on the trumpet solo. Sure lucky to have them. And I did apologize to the band at the very beginning for that introduction, so before we even started. Well, if we fall back into our childhood world of cartoons, and we happen to be looking up, and there overhead, we might see a flying squirrel. Followed shortly, we'll have to get out of the way because here comes a moose hot after him. And they're on their way. Our heroes are on their way to right the wrongs, mainly perpetuated by Boris Batinoff and Natasha. So here's a little memory back to when they used to have really good cartoons on TV. Rather what they have now. Oh. But anyway, here's some of the themes from the show, and this is Rocky and Bullwinkle Strike Again.
Thank you.
Well, I want to announce that tonight's concert was underwritten by an anonymous donor, a very generous person. I bet they might even be out here somewhere. That if you are, thank you very much. Somebody who shows true humility, huh? So, and we thank you very much for that. And next week, our conductor will be Adam Krieger, who's band director in Mount Pleasant School District. So, if you happen to be in Italy...
I got that right, didn't I?
Yeah, okay.
Go Panthers!
So, if you happen to be in Italy... and visiting Mount Vesuvius and just happened to be looking up at the top of it and wondering what the view might be from up there. You know, it'd be quite a trek to climb up there, but you're in luck because way back in the late 1800s, they built a funicular rail to the top of Mount Vesuvius, and which made it easy to go up. And should you be riding on that to the top, you might hear somebody singing a little song about it, about taking his girlfriend to the top on the funicular railway. So here's the band playing Funiculi Funicula.
Thank you.
Okay, we wish to thank you all for coming tonight, and we hope to see you next week. And as the band plays our traditional ending, Stars and Stripes Forever, we remind everybody that tomorrow is Flag Day, and we'd ask you maybe to look up one last time at the flag that flies out over our concert tonight, and take a moment to think about the great blessing it is to be able to live under those stars and stripes. Here's Stars and Stripes Forever by Sousa.